is the Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Thomas McGrath. Thomas McGrath lived almost the full span of the 20th century and was touched by many of its major events. "I am interested," he once said, "in those moments when my unique personal life intersects with something bigger, when my small, brief moment has a part in fabricating the legend." McGrath was born in 1916 and grew up on a farm in North Dakota. As a child, he worked alongside seasonal workers and met political radicals and union organizers. As a teen in the years of the Great Depression, he watched the dust storms roll in and the bank foreclose on his family's farm. Upon graduation from high school, McGrath was awarded a Rhodes Scholarship, but put it off when World War II broke out in Europe. Instead, he had a piecemeal education, going to university in the Midwest, hitting the road and riding the rails, and working on the docks in New York alongside the unionized workers on the waterfront. When America joined the war, McGrath enlisted in the Air Force and served in Alaska. McGrath's early experiences formed his leftist political beliefs. They also informed his writing, which was expansive in subject matter, democratic and wide-ranging in diction, long in line length, and sometimes Marxist in theme. McGrath did eventually embark on his academic career after the war and completed his Rhodes Scholarship at Oxford. But when he came home to teach in American universities during the McCarthy era, his politics proved a liability. McGrath was called before the House Committee on Un-American Activities, and when he refused to cooperate on what McGrath called aesthetic grounds, he lost his teaching position. McGrath returned to North Dakota, and at a time when many literary figures had forsaken leftist aspirations, began to write Letter to an Imaginary Friend. This long autobiographical poem integrates personal experience with political concerns and is considered by many critics to be his most important work. Writing about McGrath's work in Tri-Quarterly, poet Reginald Gibbons called his language the most impressive, most astonishing of any American poet of our time, and added that his vocabulary wraps all manner of speech and written language within it, from the body to the unearthed glossological wonders. It is especially lively when it gathers together slang, both rural and urban, and McGrath's neologistical and sometimes surreal coinages. During his prolific 50-year career as a writer, McGrath wrote film scripts, novels, books for children, and collections of poetry. He died in 1990. The poems you are about to hear were recorded in 1960 at KPFK Radio in Los Angeles.
Such simple love. All night long I hear the sleepers toss between the darkened window and the wall, the madman's whimper and the lover's voice, the worker's whisper and the sick child's call, knowing them all. I'd walk a mile, maybe, hearing some cat crying its guts out to throttle it by hand. Such simple love I had. I wished I might, or God might, answer each call in person and each poor demand. Well, I'd have been better off sleeping myself. These fancies had some sentimental charm. But love without direction is a cheap blanket, and even if it did no one any harm, no one is warm. Ode for the American Dead in Korea. God love you now if no one else will ever, corpse in the paddy or dead on a high hill, in the fine and ruinous summer of a war you never wanted. All your false flags were of bravery and ignorance, like grade school maps. Colors of countries you would never see until that weekend in eternity, when, laughing, well-armed, perfectly ready to kill the world and your brother, the safe commander sent you into your future. Oh, dead on a hill, dead in a paddy, leached and tumbled to a tomb of footnotes, we mourn a changeling, you, hanseled to poverty and drummed to war by distinguished masters whom you never knew. The bee that spins his metal from the sun, the shy mole drifting like a minor ghost through midnight earth, All happy creatures run as strict as trains on rails, the circuits of blind instinct. Happy in your summer follies, you mind a culture that was mined for war, the state to mold you, church to bless, and always the elders to confirm you in your ignorance. No scholar put your thinking cap on, nor warned that in dead seas fishes died in schools before inventing legs to walk the land. The rulers stuck a tennis racket in your hand, an arc against the flood. In time of change, courage is not enough. The blind mole dies, and you on your hill, who did not know the rules. Wet in the windy counties of the dawn, the lone crow skirls his draggled passage home. And God, whose sparrows fall aslant his gaze, like grace or confetti, blinks, and he is gone, and you are gone. Your scarecrow valor grows and rusts like early lilac while the rose blooms in Dakota and the stock exchange flowers. Roses, rents, all things conspire to crown your death with wreaths of living fire, and the public mourners come. The politic tear is cast in the forum. But in another year, we will mourn you, whose fossil courage fills the limestone histories, brave, ignorant, amazed, dead in the rice paddies, dead on the nameless hills. Many in the Darkness. We sat in the park, but there was a war between us, a dead moon over us and all around us, the shy and secret whisperings as of the tiny wood animals which in the high forest gather wind-fallen goods before the frost comes. We praised as lucky all whose sure existence, as of the careless moon, the dutyless squirrels, is not responsible for human history. Feeling how our happiness, how hope must mount machine guns which other men yet have the firing of, how liberty is seen in the form of a fighter plane millions look up at, asking, is it ours? Our despair was temporary, but not less painful. Over us the moon was quiet about its business, pouring its constant light upon the naked beaches. The squirrels built up their small defenses, obliged to the fulfillment of a natural process. Their leaf-lined cell, the brilliance of the moon, the winter cannot touch, and no touch tarnish. Poem. I don't belong in this century, who does? In my time summer came someplace in June, the cut banks blazing with roses, the birds brazen, and the astonished pastures frisking with young calves. That was in the country. I don't mean another country, I mean in the country, and the country is lost. I don't mean just lost to me, nor in the way of metaphorical loss, it's lost that way too. No, nor in no sort of special case, I mean lost. Now, down below, in the fire and stench, the city is building its shell, elaborate levels of emptiness, like some sea animal building toward its extinction. And the citizens, unserious and full of virtue, are hunting for bread or money or a prayer. And I behold them and this season of man without love. If it were not a joke, it would be proper to laugh. Curious how that rat's nest holds together, distracting. Without it, there might be still the gold wheel and the silver, the sun and the moon, the season's ancient assurance under the unstable stars, our fiery companions and trees perhaps, and the sound of the wild and living water hurrying out of the hills. Without these, I have you for my talisman. Sun, moon, the four seasons, the true voice of the mountains, now be, the city revolving in its empty shell, the night moving in from the east. Be thou these things. The Progress of the Soul. Where once I loved my flesh, that social fellow, now I want security of bone, and cherish the silence of my skeleton. where once I walked the world hunting the devil. Now I find the darkness and the void within my side. First to be good, then to be happy, I worked and prayed. Before the midnight, like the foul fiend, I killed my dear friend. Hope unto hope, dream beyond monstrous dream, I sought the world. Now, at the black pitch and midnight of despair, I find it was always here. Gone Away Blues. Sirs, when you are in your last extremity, when the admirals are drowning in the grass-green sea, when your generals are preparing the total catastrophe, I just want you to know you cannot count on me. I have ridden to hounds through my ancestral hall. I have picked the eternal crocus on the ultimate hill. I have fallen through the window of the highest room. But don't ask me to help you, 'cause I never will. Sirs, when you move that map pin, how many souls must dance? I don't think all those soldiers have died by happenstance. The inscrutable look on your scrutable face I can read at a glance, and I'm cutting out of here at the first chance. I have been wounded climbing the second stair. I have crossed the ocean in the hull of a live wire. I have eaten the asphodel of the dark side of the moon. But you can call me all day, and I just won't hear. O patriotic mister, with your big ear to the ground, sweet old curly scientist wiring the birds for sound, O lady with a Steuben glass heart and your heels so rich and round, I'll send you a picture postcard from somewhere I can't be found. I have discovered the grammar of the public good. I have invented a language that can be understood. I have found the map of where the body is hid, and I won't be caught dead in your neighborhood. O hygienic inventor of the balm that's so clean, O lily-white senator from East Turnip Green, O celestial mechanic of the money machine, I'm going someplace where nobody makes your scene. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Adios, au revoir, so long. Sayonara. Do zidanya. Ciao. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
That was Thomas McGrath, recorded at KPFK Radio in Los Angeles in 1960 and used by permission of Copper Canyon Press. You've been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with poetryarchive.org. To learn more about Thomas McGrath and other essential American poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.